Hi, I am Neil Konianski from Duxbury Systems. Thank you all for being here and inviting us up again this year. As you probably don't know, we're actually celebrating our 30th anniversary. So it's 30 years now we've been making software for Braille production. We do have a new version, version 10.5 SR1, which started shipping earlier this year. It's a huge jump forward in terms of embosser support. Our interface with Microsoft Windows, the program now includes Braille templates for Windows users. So sighted peers who do not know anything about Braille can make their nice, beautiful print documents using the styles in this template, and then you can be assured that it'll go to virtually perfect Braille from there. We've also added script files to support JAWS customization for working with Duxbury, as well as a new version for Swift. And for those of you who don't know, Swift is a macro set that inserts itself into Microsoft Word, allowing you to instantly go from Word to what I would call quickie Braille. So in other words, it will spool your Word file through Duxbury and straight out to your embosser without you having to do anything else. So there's not a chance for proofreading. But for doing quick Braille, quick and dirty, that's a beautiful thing. It also has a number of other facilities to help you facilitate that as well. There's a brand new interactive help system. The menuing system is now fully compliant with Windows. So if you have your Windows settings in terms of size and colors, et cetera, that will all apply to your Duxbury menuing windows as well. There are cursor locators. Technically, it's a whole new program under the hood. There are localizations, so if any of you are non-native English speakers, not only are you having a difficult time understanding me right now, but you would be able to use the program. We currently have 8 localizations where the menuing system and everything is in that language. We support Braille translation now in over 50 languages. We support Braille math translation in 4 languages. We distribute a free version of a Braille graphics program that allows you to create a Braille graphic and insert it into your file in Duxbury and then print that graphic off on virtually any embosser. Upgrade pricing is very favorable.
Hi, thanks. Steve Bauer from Los Angeles. Is there any possibility that you folks will in the future allow partial use of the translation tables? I'm thinking in particular for Braille students who are learning grade 2. It would be great to be able to generate documents that just use certain contractions and don't use others.
Yes. Currently in Duxbury, there are several facilities for doing that. The National Library Service Braille Instruction Manual, those divisions are in the program. The Braille Fundamentals curriculum from the University of Texas, which is about 50 steps of contractions from grade 1 to grade 2, is in the program. There's another one, which I'm forgetting right now, is also in the program. And depending on where you are, using the search and replace features is a very simple way of doing it as well. So my biggest request is that if you have questions, call our tech support, email us, because usually with Duxbury there's a way to do it. It just isn't always easy to figure out that way on your own.
I just had a question about tutorials for Duxbury. I don't mean the fundamentals, but someone, let's say you want to learn about applying styles, turning on and off computer Braille, just not how to open a file and all that, but just a little more advanced.
Inside the help system, beginning, I believe, with version 10.4, is an item called the Transcriber's Guide, which does a fairly good job of introducing the concept of styles and what they are. So drop an email to either support@duxys.com or info@duxys.com or even me, neil@duxys.com. I'll just warn you, if you email me, you may have to remind me because I'm not always as prompt as I wish to be. So don't take it personally. Just go ahead and gently nudge me, and I'll go ahead and apologize in advance if I don't get back to you on a timely basis.
It's really fun to be a beta tester with you guys, because you work so hard to put out one of the most stable pieces of software I've ever seen. And I congratulate you for that.
Thanks a lot. On behalf of Duxbury, I will take zero credit, but I will pass that comment on to the people who deserve it, and they really do.
A very specific question. Do you support the Mountbatten Brailler?
I believe we do. I'm about 95% sure that we do. And I apologize for not knowing that off the top of my head. A lot of work has gone into 10.5 to support new and old embossers. And it's been a challenge because most embosser manufacturers don't keep their old embossers or firmware versions on hand. So when they can't tell us what to do, it's really hard for us. But we've worked at it pretty well.
Yeah, cost of upgrading to the 10.5 from an older version of Duxbury.
If you purchased a version earlier than 10.4, then a single user license is a $295 upgrade. If you purchased version 10.4 or purchased an upgrade to version 10.4, then it would be a free upgrade. We are currently, it's software, so you know it is never done. We're already working feverishly on the next version. So it is a constantly evolving product. Braille codes are changing. In fact, a lot of work in this next beta is dedicated to changes in the Bock Braille code, which they have done, and UEBC is in there. And it's a fun job. And if you have requests for features, let us know. We have a long, untold thousands of things we want in the program, but one of the ways we prioritize is from hearing from you. One last thing I forgot to mention is support for the NIMUS file format, which, if you don't know, is essentially an XML format that publishers have agreed to for K-12 textbooks. We already accept that and go to Braille from that, as well as DAISY, as well as NISO, as well as XML, as well as HXML, etc.
That's it from Main Menu this week. Thanks for listening, and do come again. And if you'd like to suggest an item you want featured on Main Menu, then drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, very many thanks to the good people at Bits for allowing us to rebroadcast their material. And until next time, this is Dave Williams saying bye for now.